The game gets underway at 8:20 Eastern Time and will be broadcast on NBC. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I'm your host, Tori Valspirit, and our guests are experts, practitioners, and life-minded people who are interested in more than just going through the motions. You will learn to manifest good health and have self-empowerment. We also have special shows where we flush the format. They are Hypno Roundtable, Something Witchy Come My Way, Yuletide Blessings, and It's a Miracle. Also see us live on Facebook.com/A Pure Component. That's www.facebook.com/APURECOMPONENT. You're listening to Chamber Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tori Valspirit, and thank you for listening. Today, we have a great show. This is our first episode, and I'm very excited. We have an excellent guest today, Dr. Derek Rogers. I'll tell you a little bit more about him in a minute. This morning, we are going to be talking about stress and nutrition and the impact that it can have on you. And we'll be also talking about a very good and excellent class that you can enroll in that will make you an expert. And we'll also talk about Tori's story, which is a part, which is a segment that I have that I talk about the topic, which is stress, and how it relates to our lives. So today, as we go, we are going to be talking about stress and stress and how stress can impact your body. And as you know, stress itself can be a good thing. Sometimes we have stress and it's good because it helps us to avoid dangers. It helps us to meet our deadlines. But how does nutrition work with our bodies and stress? Negative stress. What can nutrition do for us? And that's what Dr. Rogers is going to be telling us today. So we should all be mindful of what we're putting into our bodies, and this way we'll make sure that we know that we can help ourselves to do something that will minimize the stress that we bring. Our featured guest today, Dr. Derek Rogers, ND, yes, N as in Nancy, ND, is here today. And he became aware of the need, of the importance of giving people education on nutrition when he lost his sister to cancer when she was doing the mainstream orthodox treatment for cancer. She still lost her life. This made him very interested in realizing that there was this loss can be turned into a positive. Then he can help people by teaching them how to take care of their bodies through nutrition. And so he then decided to go for his master's degree in human clinical nutrition, and he continued for 8 years and received his doctor of neuropathology. How do you pronounce that? Naturopathic, thank you. And he's going to tell us a little bit more about what that exactly is. So now I'm going to just put on the weather and let you listen to that for a moment. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about stress.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Today in Flemington, it is 68 degrees and it's sunny now. We're going to have a high of 71 and a low of 55 degrees. So enjoy this beautiful sunny day. Thank you for listening. I'm really excited today. This is my first show. I've had another show, Sacred Light Wisdom, and we had wonderful guests. In that show, I did not have to work the controls, so bear with me a little bit today as it is my first show, and we'll just get to it right now. So our topic today is nutrition and stress. And so we want to talk about stress a little bit. Stress is an emotion or a physical tension that people have within their bodies, and everybody goes through stress. Sometimes stress can be good, sometimes it can be bad, and we understand what negative stress is because it's just not a good thing. Stress is when our bodies are reacting through to some type of a challenge or a demand or something that's going on in our lives that, you know, makes us feel stressed out. And so when we think about feeling stressed out, what are those signs and what makes us know that we're stressed out? Well, there are many things that can cause stress. First, let's just say a few things. So a death in the family can cause stress, divorce, the loss of a job, financial instability, even good things, sometimes getting married, moving into a new home, getting a new job, chronic illness or injury, you know, going back to the things that really cause the stress that we're really dealing with today, which is chronic stress, and emotional problems such as depression, anxiety, anger, grief. Those things cause stress in everyone. And the way we deal with stress really can impact our lives. There are also things that we can see that are physical symptoms that tells you that we have stress. Whenever you have anything or any illness, that you really should consult with a doctor. But low energy, headaches, upset stomach, nausea, aches, pains, muscle pain. I mean, there are so many things that happen to people when they are experiencing stress, and we don't want to experience those things. We want to experience joy, happiness, and the things in our lives that make us feel good. So we should also always think about doing things in our lives that will help us. I have 13 simple ways that I tell people that they need to be mindful of so that they can reduce stress. My top reducer is exercise. Everyone should exercise. And when you exercise, it does remove stress from your body and your mind. You feel more at ease. You feel more energy. Simple things like just taking care of yourself in a pampering way, like lighting a candle and taking a bubble bath, is number two. Number three is reducing your intake of caffeine. I love coffee, so I get it, and everybody wants to drink coffee in the morning. But reducing it, and you know, if you're having 3 cups in the morning, you might want to think about doing something like cutting it in half or even in a third and having 1 cup. Writing it down. And why do I say writing it down? When people forget things and they're looking for things, they get very stressed out. So if you write down what you have to do or what you need to remember, it just will make life a lot easier. Number five is spending time with family and friends. It's great to work, But, you know, if you're a workaholic, you also tend to put stress on your body. And number six is laughter. Laughter is a great stress reducer. It really helps you to reduce stress, and it makes you feel better overall. It actually even makes you feel healthier. It's a nice little secret in the health, in the world of health, is that if you laugh a lot, you'll be actually healthier. Number seven would be just to learn how to say no. And sometimes I'm guilty of this myself. I've been asked things where I've had a full agenda of things to do, but I just didn't say no, and I just added to my load and caused some stress for myself. So what you want to do is learn to say no. Also, things like hypnosis, meditation, and just staying quiet. Meditation is a great way to reduce stress. Number nine is take a class. Take a class of something that you love. Take a class of something that you would like to learn. Take a class that is just for you, and you'll find that that will reduce stress. And there are many classes that also can help with monetary for people who are doing career changes. If you take a class, you can learn something new, and you can also help people, and helping people is the next one. Helping people also will reduce stress for you. Number 11 is practicing mindfulness. Being mindful of everyone around you and yourself is a great way to reduce stress. Number 12 is listening to your favorite music. Soothing music is best, but whatever your favorite music is will tend to make you feel really, really good. And number 13 is spending time with your pets. Pets tend to reduce stress and make people feel healthy as well. So today, I actually started my day with a very stressful morning. What had happened to me was that, I guess it's the first day of school, I left my home about a half hour before I should be here, and I ended up being here a half hour later than I wanted to. My GPS started taking me all around and around and around again. I saw red all over my GPS. It was crazy. And then I decided to just take a breather, take some time out, and say, oh, well. And that helped me, because I came in and, you know what, everything worked out just fine. So right now we are going to talk a little bit about nutrition. But before we do that, actually, we will be going into commercial. And we are going to have a commercial break right now. And when we return, we'll be talking to Dr. Derek Rogers, ND, about nutrition and stress.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
Hello, we're back. Hello. I can't hear it. Okay, hi, we're back. And thank you for joining us at a Pure Component radio show, Bridging Science and Spirit. Today, we have a guest who is here to talk about nutrition and stress. Dr. Rogers, ND, works one-on-one with people, and he also educates people on nutrition. He holds a master's degree in human clinical nutrition and is a doctor of
naturopathy.
Thank you. In addition to offering sessions to people and helping them in their success, he also offers a holistic nutritional class. And in this nutritional class, students are able to complete it in 6 months and take a test to be a certified nutritionist and a consultant. They can take the CNC exam, that is through the American Association of National Consultants, and have their certification. Welcome, Dr. Derek. How are you today? And thank you for being here.
Okay, I'm very well, thank you, and thank you for the invite.
Great. I'm so glad you're here. I know that stress is something that really impacts so many people, so I really wanted to bring this in as my first show. And today, I wanted to first ask you if you can explain to us the difference between being a doctor of
naturopathic.
Naturopathic. Seems easy enough. Can you explain to us what's the difference between being a doctor of naturopathic versus just being an MD or a doctor of medicine?
Yeah, the difference being is that people who choose to go and see a medical doctor, you're choosing to be treated by pharmaceutical drugs. Their aspect of medicine is, when you go and see them, is to write a prescription for you. That's what they're trained in. They're trained in pharmaceutical drugs. That's the way they treat illnesses. So as mentioned, when you're going to see a medical doctor, you will come out there with a prescription because that's the way they treat you. With regards to naturopathic doctor, we look at the body as a whole. And what I mean by that is that the body has the ability to heal itself. It wants to heal itself, it knows how to heal itself, and if you give it the right nutrients, then the body will fix itself. What the body doesn't need is chemicals, because pharmaceutical companies are in the business of staying in business. So what they tend to do when they make a drug, they're looking to suppress the symptom and manage the disease. As for us, we identify what the body is deficient in, put that back into the body, and you come out the other side.
Yeah, that sounds like a much better way to do it, yeah. And also, you know, people just go anywhere because they're always in a hurry, and they pick up fast food, and that's the same thing as chemicals also. You're buying food that just doesn't agree with your body. Sometimes when I talk to people, I say, you know, a lot of the stuff we eat, our body, if our body would talk to us in actual language, would say, that's not food, because it wouldn't recognize it as food. So I understand that that's a really good way to go about it, is giving yourself the nutrients that you need. So can you tell us a little bit about how you started your career?
Sure. Well, as you mentioned at the start of the show, my sister got diagnosed with cancer, and she was in the UK at the time. Being a socialist medicine country over there, they only get 6 bouts of chemotherapy, and if it doesn't work, then, you know, they keep them on morphine to mask the pain until such times as they die. Because I knew this, because I had people who went through that scenario in the UK before, I brought her over here, thinking that the system over here was better. Now, unbeknown to me, I didn't know at the time that chemotherapy, radiation, hormone blocking drugs does not cure cancer. And it was after 3 years of me personally paying for her treatment that I asked the oncologist, you know, what's going on here? You know, we're going up and down like a roller coaster and we just don't seem to get back up to the start. And it was at that point the oncologist said to me that chemotherapy, radiation, hormone blocking drugs does not cure cancer. What it does do is we manage it, and what we hope to do is manage it for 5 years, give you 5 years more life. Well, this was at a 3 year point, and 6 months later my sister died. It was at that point, it was just, you know, it was knocked me for six for sure. And I knew, not that I knew anybody at this time, but I knew that people had treated themselves naturally and come out the other end. So I went and found these people, personally went, knocked on the door and asked them, how did they come out? How did they deal with cancer? How did you survive? And how come you don't have cancer in your body anymore? And it all boiled down to nutrition. How they cleaned up their lifestyle, how they cleaned up their diet, and how they used alternative non-toxic treatments to get over the mountain to get over to the other side. So based on that, I just done a career change and I jumped straight back into my master's degree with regards to human clinical nutrition. Human clinical nutrition is about understanding the nutrients that the body needs, and every aspect of the body needs different nutrients. For example, if somebody's got a prostate issue, then I know right off the bat that they're lacking in zinc and they're lacking in sore palmetto. So that's what I would give them to deal with a prostate issue. And every organ requires different nutrients. So based on finishing the master's program, it wasn't enough for me. I just didn't think I was there yet. So I then went back to school again and come out being a doctor of naturopathic medicine, which is the best move, decision that I've made in my life to date, for sure.
So when you decided to do that, it was really because of something that personally happened to you, and then you decided to become proactive and go into other people's homes and actually speak with people who actually went through it, rather than Googling. The things that people do today is do research, and sometimes research is excellent, but sometimes it just lacks on all of the components that goes with that. And so then that's when you found that nutrition was really one of the key points to keeping healthy. So when you work with people and they come into and they do sessions with you, what would you do if they decided, well, you know, I can still go and have a burger at, let's say, McDonald's, or, you know, like at a fast food chain or something like that?
Normally when people come to see me, they're after a second opinion. And that's exactly after a number of visits, quite a number of visits, they would say, yeah, I want a second opinion. So I named my practice Second Opinion Non-Drug Health Solutions, because that's what they were after. Normally, though, when they've come to see me, they are spent. They're done with the pharmaceutical drugs, and they're not working anymore, and they just tend to be getting worse. And each time they go to the doctor, they are getting yet another antibiotic or another pharmaceutical drug to add to their, you know, quantity of drugs they're already taking. So as mentioned, they're already spent. So normally when they come to me, they're looking for a new way to get out of the system they're already in. So most of the time, when they see me, most of the time, they have to follow the program in order to come out the other side. And most people who come to see me follow that program. Those who don't, you know, they go back to the life of misery, taking drugs, being uncomfortable, being sick, and, you know, not having a life. So I'm glad to say at this moment in time, my success rate when people do come is very good, because I emphasize a point that they must stick to the program.
Right, so you emphasize that. So it's not likely that someone who comes to you will decide to do take a step where they're taking in foods that are better for them and then sometimes just decides, oh, you know, let me go to a fast food chain or something. That doesn't normally happen because they're already spent.
Yeah, it doesn't normally happen. However, what has happened a couple of times, or no, a few times for sure, is we've got them on the proper track. They know everything's okay, and then they think because they're okay, they can go back to their normal way of living before they've seen me. And then what happens is they go back down to the same sickness, the same symptoms, the same things start happening again. They come back and see me again. I kind of slap them around the head a couple of times and put them back on the track. And only once in my whole time of practicing have I said to a client, I don't call them patients, I call them clients, have I said to a client, okay, this is the last time. If you know exactly what's happening, you know what you're doing wrong, you get better, you go back in the path again. If it happens again, you're wasting my time, you're wasting your money, don't come and see me.
Right, yeah. So I understand that because in my practice, people do that sometimes. And when you go back to your old habits, you're going to actually get what you were getting before. So, yeah, so that's true. So can you tell me what type of so what's a general, and I know everyone's different, so there's nothing really general about it, but what's a general way of eating that you would tell people that they should start with? Just something simple that someone can just kind of get started with.
If you're trying to change your diet or you want to change your diet, the best thing to do is slowly start converting over to organic foods, because the processed foods are part of the problem. If you're eating foods out of a box, a can, do you call it a can or a tin over here, packet food, you know, this is all processed food. This is food that has been manipulated by man, and once man has manipulated food, it cannot be as healthy as real food. So you need to start, if you're going to clean up your diet, you want to clean up your diet, you want to have a healthier lifestyle, you want to have longevity in your life, you want to be sick and pain-free, then you've got to start going over to organic foods. And you've got to start cooking. You know, the way grandma used to do it and great-grandma used to do it. Not unlike moms of today, some moms of today who, you know, stick things in microwaves and open up a packet and that sort of stuff. You've got to, as mentioned, if you want to have a healthy, sick-free, longevity life, then you've got to start eating real foods.
Right. I always say the apple of today is not the apple that I ate when I was a child. So we go apple picking. And when we pick our own apples, they're delicious, they're juicy. When we buy the same apple at the supermarket, it's not the same at all. But when we buy organic, it is. It tastes, you know, it's juicier. It might not be as pretty, but, you know, it seems like they select the prettier, you know, just for, you know, it's marketing, basically, so that they can sell to people. And, you know, organic is an excellent way to do it, but I also have had people say to me, you know, but it's really expensive. It doesn't fit my budget. So what I say is, you know what, shop the outside of the perimeter of your store. You know, if you don't go down the aisles and you go into the produce, the meats, and then the dairies, and, you know, if you just go the perimeter, that's where all the real food is. So that's a way for people to start before they can even do organic, if they can't do organic. But I would say the same, yeah, organic is probably the best thing to start with. And also cooking. I'm so glad you said that, because I've had people say to me, I cook every day, but that's what they do. They'll open like a pan pizza and they put it in the oven and they say, well, I cook for my kids every day, but it's not the same as what my mom used to do. My mom didn't even buy seasoning. She made her own seasoning. She didn't use salt. And so a lot of the foods today just don't react well with me, because I'm guilty of restaurants, you know, some processed foods. And so I totally understand that. So what would you say to somebody if they did say, well, organic is just not affordable?
Organic is not affordable. There is some foods, there's what we call a dirty dozen, and there's also called the clean 15. And these are fruits and vegetables which, if you can't afford to buy organic, you know, certainly buy, you know, the clean 12 and the dirty 15. For example, you know, an avocado, it's got a thick skin on it. So therefore, you could probably get away with not buying organic avocado because of the thickness of the skin. And that goes with all the fruits and vegetables. The thicker the skin, you could probably go with purchasing a non-organic food. But, you know, things like strawberries, for example, then you'd have to go organic because the skin on them, there's none. So there is, you know, if you just go on the website and pick on, you know, Dirty Dozen and Clean 15, it'll give you a list of the fruits and vegetables that you can purchase, or, you know, non-organic and still be safe, and organic, which you really need to purchase if you're buying purchasing fruits and vegetables because of they treat them with herbicides and pesticides. Herbicides and pesticides is a nerve gas they used in World War II against the Nazis. And after World War II, you know, they had to find a use for this gas because that's what the chemical plants were used for, i.e. the pharmaceutical companies. So now they're spraying your lawns, they're spraying the foods with herbicides and pesticides, and this is what causes disease in the body. Hence, you've got to go organic.
Well, that's great. I never even heard of that. So it's good to have that list. That sounds like something really good to have. And people can find that on your website?
Well, if you just Google,
they can just Google it.
And the Clean 15, it'll pop up.
Wow, yeah, that's great, because then they can, you know, just find themselves doing half and half and still eating organic, but, you know, having a budget that may not mandate that, being able to do the half and half is great. Okay, we're going to go to commercial and we'll be right back after these messages.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hello, we're back with Dr. Rogers, and we're talking about nutrition and stress, and we were just leaving off about talking about organic foods. So I do have a question about organic foods, because there's this vegetarian, vegan movement, and then you go to the gym and they say, eat protein, eat meat. So I know that when I buy organic meat, it tastes completely different. And my husband was actually born in a different country. And the first time we purchased that, he had said to me, wow, this is what meat used to taste like when I was growing up. And he was really amazed. So he enjoys purchasing these, the organic meats. But what is your take on being vegetarian and or not being a vegetarian? Is that something that you feel will actually help with our stress levels and our health if we become vegetarians?
Not necessarily. With regards to your diet, the cleaner your diet, the more nutrified the body is, i.e. it has all the nutrients that it needs on a daily basis, then dealing with stress, the body will be able to deal with it that much better than someone who is eating processed food, pizzas, coffee, smokes, drinks, and eats cookies all day. Their body hasn't got the ability to have the nutrient support to be able to deal with stress. With regards to meats, I would certainly, meats are needed more by certain people. For example, I'm an O-type blood type. An O-type blood type is the oldest blood in the universe. So we were the cavemen. We come from the cavemen, and cavemen used to hunt the meat down and eat it raw. So O-types will always need meat. From there, once the cavemen moved on because they killed all the animals, they moved to an area where there was, stuff growing in the fields. This is where the A-type blood type came in. So A-type blood types can easily be a vegetarian. And then they had to move again, life had to move again, and they moved towards the sea. And then they found fish and they started eating fish, B-type blood type. And then the last blood type is A and B, which is a combination of them all. So my family, me being an O, my wife is an AB, and we produce two sons. One's a A and one's a B. So my house each night, and I'm the chef, I'm cooking two meals each day to make sure that everybody's getting the nutritional requirements they have. As long as the meat is grass-fed, if you're eating beef, and as long as the chicken is free-range chicken, tick in a box, and your vegetables again are organic, and then we're getting part of the nutrients from our everyday food. So meat is okay as long as it's grass fed, chicken's free range. Pork, personally, I stay away from pork. I don't see anything good in a pig. They don't eat good. They eat scraps, so you're eating scrap meat, albeit it's the tastiest animal on the planet. With regards to your bacon and your sausage, but I just don't see any goodness in pig.
How about lamb and, other types of meats?
Lamb I'm okay with. Again, when I say I'm okay with, I don't eat lamb myself because I like to see them running around, and I don't like the thought that that's what we eat. But lamb, again, as long as they are clean.
And seafood?
Seafood, as long as it's wild caught. As long as it's wild caught. Stay away. Obviously, farm-fed fish, they just cage the fish. They overfeed them till they get a size, and then obviously they get butchered. But, if you're going to eat fish, then it should be wild caught.
Okay, yes. So it should be wild. Should not be farm.
Should not be farm.
Wow. Okay, so, just because of everything that goes on with mercury, it almost seems like it should be the opposite. But that's good to know. I eat a lot of seafood myself, so that is good to know. And then also, can you tell us a little bit about your class that you offer? So you offer a nutritional class, and we'd like to know a little bit about that.
So the nutritional course that I offer came about because in my practice, people were flying up from Florida. I was getting people flying in from Chicago, and they were coming from all over the New Jersey, New York, Staten Island, Pennsylvania, and sometimes they just need a nutritionist. My thing is with regards to stuff that's going on with people, most of the first knock at the door should be a qualified nutritionist. You don't necessarily need to go to a medical doctor, you have to go to a nutritionist. Or You don't have to come to a naturopathic doctor. A nutritionist can take care of it. That's what, and then people were coming to see me and they were paying a doctor's fee rather than a nutritionist fee. So what happened was, I say, is there's a need for more nutritionists out there. So I started teaching clinical nutrition course, which is a six-month course. At the same time, they get certified as a nutritional consultant. So when people would call or email saying they'd like an appointment and tell me what was going on, I'm now be able to say, okay, I've already got a nutritionist in Staten Island. You don't need to see me at this point because my nutritionist will be able to sort that out. So now I've got nutritionists and I still need more out there so that in the event that they don't need to come and see a naturopathic doctor, they just need to go and see a nutritionist, I can send them to the most local nutritionist that I have without paying my fee.
Right.
So that's why that came about.
So it's really about helping people succeed in their diets and the way that they treat themselves, pretty much, because what we put in our bodies really is telling as to how we're treating ourselves. So when you say that you have a six-month course, so this course, once that student has completed this course, that person becomes a certified nutritionist.
Yep.
And is this something that people typically add to what they are presently doing, or can somebody actually have a whole business just doing that nutritional?
Since the course started, I've had doctors, nurses, chiropractors, moms, dads, nurses. I've had all walks of life come onto the course. Some have just taken it on board because they wanted the education, especially the professionals, and some who are my nutritionists, and some have opened up their own practices for sure. So you know, there's been a variety of what people have done with the qualification.
So there is a variety, so people can do a lot with the course itself. So I did look up the course, and it seems like it's one of the top courses that people can take. So I hope that people really come in and tune in and take that. And I think that's a great opportunity for people to also add to, there's a lot of wellness companies, to add to what they're already doing also. Because nutrition always falls as part of anything that has to do with wellness. So if you go to the gym, there's always nutrition. Even when people come to me, so I'm a hypnotherapist, and when people come to me, I do clinical hypnotherapy. So I work with medical physicians. And when I work with my clients, I always feel like if they also change their nutrition, they will also be able to manifest whatever it is that they're trying to manifest, whether it's, you know, having less pain, better athletic performance, whatever it is, nutrition is always a stem that needs to be there. So can you tell me how people can learn more about your nutritional class? Where do they go to learn about it?
The course is run local. It's usually run at the Hampton Inn right here in Flemington. The next course starts October the 6th and goes through to March 15th, I believe. It's a clinical nutrition course, so it's not a course where you're going to learn how to cook and how to cook. It's a course which you're going to learn on the nutrients, the clinical nutrition, the plant medicine, the herbs, the body needs to fix things. On top of that, then you will learn different diets in relation to different blood types. So, you know, I'm a great believer in a blood type diet. So the blood type diet is specific foods that blood type person should eat every day of their life. And when they follow these blood type diets, again, they are healthier people. They're pain-free, sick-free, happy, enjoying life, and look at people and say, why don't you do this? I don't understand why you do this stuff, because you're only going to get sick. You know, it's a difference between, you know, sometimes people don't realize, and let me try and give an example here. So you go to a gas station with your gasoline car and you put diesel in it by mistake. That car's not going to go very far before it breaks down, because you put the wrong fuel or you put the wrong food into the engine. The difference between the human vehicle and the motor vehicle is when we consistently put the wrong fuel or food into our engine, we don't break down right away the same as a car does. We break down over time. So people don't put it or do not relate it to the food that they've been eating. But if you're consistently putting the processed food, you're consistently putting pizzas and hot dogs and hamburgers and all that stuff, the body, okay, your internal body, which is your best friend, by the way, and wants to give you the best day that it possibly can every day, is going to break down. And once that starts breaking down, you've got a mountain to climb to get over the other side. So therefore, you know, with regards to the course again, we learn what organs need what foods if them organs are under stress in any way, shape, or form.
Wow, so you, I've heard of a book that was, I think the name of the book is, I don't know who the author is, Eating for Your Blood Type.
Okay.
So you're saying that that really is something that would be effective, is knowing your blood type and what type of food you should eat would be a good place to start, just personally for each person, so that they know what to put into their bodies.
Absolutely. Anybody who's sick, you know, who comes to me and, you know, that they want to, you know, they're looking for me to get them onto the better path, then I always put them on a blood type diet.
Wow.
Now, yeah, you've got to understand also that we cannot, the body requires 90 essential nutrients every single day of its life. You know, unlike, you know, like a car needs air in the tire, oil, radiator fluid, windscreen washer, gasoline or diesel, whatever type of car it is, it needs all them nutrients, if that's what you want to call them, for the car to work. Now, they don't need topped up every day, but our nutrients need topped up every day. And we cannot rely on our food to be able to get all the nutrients that the body needs, because you just can't get them from food. You know, with regards to, you know, regards to your food, once a field has been planted and the vegetables or fruits have been taken out the field, for that field to get all its minerals back again, it shouldn't be farmed for 7 years. Well, that just doesn't happen. It gets farmed all the time. So with regards to your nutrients, you know, eating clean, you have to supplement as well.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about supplements.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the 100 and County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Hi, and we're back with Dr. Rogers, and we were talking about supplements, and can you continue? You were telling us that food alone will not make us healthy, and you said that supplements need to be an addition to that. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. If you just rely on your everyday food to get nutrified and to stay healthy and to, you know, not be sick, then it won't happen, because we cannot get even if we're eating organic, and I put myself down as being like 95% organic. The reason why I say that is because sometimes I go out to restaurants, sometimes I'll have a cocktail, sometimes I'll have a bottle of wine, and sometimes I'll meet with the soccer parents because my boys play soccer, and, you know, and although my inner self is saying, why are you eating this pizza, sometimes it happens. So, but I cannot rely on the food alone to stay as healthy as what I am. Neither can anybody. The body needs 60 minerals, and everybody in the United States is mineral deficient. The body needs amino acids, it needs vitamins, and it needs essential fatty acids. How much of them do you need, and how can you rely on your food to make sure you're getting them? If I just take one mineral, for example, which is a very, very important mineral, which is selenium. And there's a doctor out there who took the FDA to court because he wanted to say what I'm going to say now, which is selenium reduces breast cancer in women by 82%. Before, we knew what the benefits of selenium, but we were never, ever allowed to say that until such times as Dr. Warlock took the FDA to court so he could say that. Now every supplement company out there is allowed to say selenium reduces breast cancer in women by 82%. Prostate cancer in men, 69%. Lung cancer, even if you're a smoker, 34%. So if you look at the mineral map, you just have to go on online, mineral map, and look at selenium. And on the East Coast, we don't have selenium over here. So you have to purchase selenium in order to get the benefit of what that does to it. Now, when I say selenium, you say, okay, I'm going to give me some selenium, then, you know, there's other cofactors required for selenium, you know, vanadium. There's so many cofactors. The point I'm trying to make here is if you want to be healthy and, you know, you want your body to be nutrified every day to be able to deal with stress, for example, then you have to supplement. And, you know, we really haven't got time to go into that, maybe another time, but you can always email me and I can tell you exactly what the body should be getting every single day for you to live this, you know, and this is what I'm looking for. I want a pain-free, sick-free, longevity, healthy, happy life. And this is the life I'm, this is the way I lead my life in order for that to happen.
So basically, whatever we're putting in our body, we're actually creating that longevity and that healthy, painless life, or the opposite.
Or the opposite.
And do you have anything else to say regarding stress and nutrition?
Well, with regards to stress, you know, as you mentioned at the start of the program, there's good stress and there's bad stress. Good stress for the body is working out. The body needs to work out. Even the Surgeon General has mentioned that we should work out at least three times a week at 30 minutes a day, at least. You know, if you're asking me, I'd want people to work out every day, you know, and have one day off a week rest, you know. But other than that, you know, if you get three times a week in at 30 minutes, you know, then fine. That's good stress. Bad stress, again, as mentioned at the start of the program, is stress when we're dealing with, you know, finances, divorce, children, family life. Every day we've got stress going on. But it's been identified that certainly the people who are, you know, who are dealing with stress, let's say something like a divorce, you know, and you're on the wrong side of divorce. What I mean by that is maybe the wife is had an affair, and, you know, or the husband had an affair, and you're the other party. It's hitting you harder, I would think, than you know, the person who did wrong. If they're dealing with that, the one got children and you got a house, and how's this all going to work? That beats down on you and beats the body up really, really bad. And I can honestly say that out of all my cancer patients that I have, every one of them have got a very stressful story, which leads me to think that stress, if you continually say stress, it's going to be the death of me, it's stress which is making me sick, it will make you sick. The other thing is, what I've identified is, if you look at stress as a positive, i.e. when you're stressed, you know, you look at that as, it's making me stronger, it's giving me more courage and more courageous in this manner, then people are using stress to their benefit, i.e. and they're not getting sick. And it was identified that 43% of people who thought stress was bad, guess what, it was bad for them. So the point I'm making here is, if you are stressed, try and look at it as a positive, that it's the way the body is preparing itself to move forward in the challenge that you're having at that moment in time.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Rogers. Thank you for being here and helping us to understand stress a little bit better. Join us next week. We're going to have Dr. Melissa Abaza with chiropractic treatment with children. And we also have a giveaway. Go to our Facebook page tomorrow, and you will answer three questions and be put in a pool. And one lucky winner will receive that giveaway. And you'll find out what it is when you join us on www.facebook.com/apurecomponent tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Taliban suicide car bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan, today's killed a U.S. service member and at least 10 civilians in a busy area near the U.S. embassy. It's the second such attack there this week. The U.S. soldier, the fourth U.S. service member killed in Afghanistan in the past 2 weeks. Just yesterday, President Trump indicated that talks with the Taliban continue and a peace deal could be close.
Well, we'll see. We're going to be talking to them. We're continuing to talk.
Now off the coast of South Carolina with 115-mile-an-hour winds, Hurricane Dorian is expected to move closer to shore later today as it moves up to North Carolina tonight and tomorrow. It could make landfall somewhere in North Carolina. Coastal sections could see about 15 to 20 inches of rain and 8 feet of storm surge. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Private payrolls growing a lot more last month than analysts expected. This morning's report from ADP and Moody's Analytics showing around 195,000 private sector jobs created, well above the 140,000 that Wall Street was expecting. A town hall focusing on one issue, climate change, held last night. 10 Democratic candidates take part in it, including U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren.
I see this is our moment. Make that investment in science. Make that investment in research and development.
Frontrunner Joe Biden.
Plans are great, but executing on those plans is a very different thing. It is the existential threat of not this generation, but the whole world.
The town hall sponsored by CNN. Automakers are now promising to add a reminder system by 2025 to nearly all new U.S. vehicles to prevent kids from dying in hot cars. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Federal investigators still looking into the cause of a tragic boat fire off the coast of Southern California over the weekend, which killed over 30 people. Jennifer Homendy of the NTSB says they're interviewing the surviving captain and crew members, and they're in the process of documenting the wreckage of that vessel.
We've asked for Coast Guard recordings during search and rescue. We've asked for 911 dispatch records, and this is not an exhaustive list. These are examples. Maintenance records, training records, licensing information, operations manuals if they exist, policies and procedures.
The remains of the vessel still roughly 60 feet underwater. The Coast Guard has recovered 33 bodies. A major food processor claims the massive raids on their Mississippi plants by ICE agents were illegal. Koch Foods filing a motion last week claiming Immigration and Customs Enforcement violated the Fourth Amendment by searching and taking data without evidence or probable cause. An ICE spokesman responding to the accusations claiming federal search warrants were signed by a judge. And a new study finds vegetarians may be at a 20% higher risk of stroke than people who eat meat, but the researchers say they have to